Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 94, we'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1. O Lord, the God of vengeance, O God of vengeance, let your glorious justice shine forth. Arise, O Judge of the earth, give the proud what they deserve. How long, O Lord? How long will the wicked be allowed to gloat? How long will they speak with arrogance? How long will these evil people boast? They crush your people, Lord, hurting those you claim as your own. They kill widows and foreigners and murder orphans. The Lord isn't looking, they say, and besides, the God of Israel doesn't care. Think again, you fools. When will you finally catch on? Is he deaf, the one who made your ears? Is he blind, the one who formed your eyes? He punishes the nations, won't he also punish you? He knows everything, doesn't he also know what you are doing? The Lord knows people's thoughts. He knows they are worthless. Joyful are those you discipline, Lord, those you teach with your instructions. You give them relief from troubled times until a pit is dug to capture the wicked. The Lord will not reject his people. He will not abandon his special possession. Judgment will again be founded on justice, and those with virtuous hearts will pursue it. Who will protect me from the wicked? Who will stand up for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord had helped me, I would soon have settled in the silence of the grave. I cried out, I am slipping, but your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer. Can unjust leaders claim that God is on their side, leaders whose decrees permit injustice? They gang up against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord is my fortress, my God is the mighty rock where I hide. God will turn the sins of evil people back on them. He will destroy them for their sins. The Lord our God will destroy them. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 94 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the chapter of Psalms we just read more in depth. Our God is just. Often we forget about God's justice and holiness. Life is not fair, but the Lord is, and he ceaselessly works for justice, calling for his people to join him in this work. The Lord disciplines his people, from what we just read in verse 12, and protects them in times of trouble, which was written in verses 13 through 19 from today's reading. There is no true justice without God. Humans too easily mix in our own selfish ambition or mixed motives, which the psalmist recorded in verses 20 through 23. Those who follow the Lord join his work in making the world a more just place for every human being. God is loving, and his love and judgment go together. Some believe that judgment is the opposite of love, but those suffering injustices cry out for righteous judgment, from what we heard in verses 1 through 7 from the earlier reading. Only those who love hear and respond to this cry. Even for those who do not like the word, quote, judgment, end quote, they would agree that we want judges who judge well, drivers who have good judgment, and law enforcement that makes good judgment calls. We raise our kids to have good judgment, and we discipline our kids using judgment. Love is stronger than acceptance. Acceptance can be cold, passive, and distant. Love is warm, embracing, and active. True love works for the best in others, and it includes good judgment. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. Why is it important to understand that love and good judgment go together? How can you work for justice this week? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.